What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Welcome to Night Call, a production of iHeartRadio.
It's 12:34 a.m. in the Heaviside Lair, and you're listening to Night Call.
Welcome to Night Call, a podcast for your strange days and lonely nights. My name is Emily Yoshida. I am here in Los Angeles,
City of Stars, with two of my favorite bright shining stars.
City of Pods.
Molly Lambert.
Molly Lambert and
Tess Lynch.
Tess Lynch.
Hello.
Guys, today we're going to have a very chill, relaxed episode of Night Call.
It's the middle of summer. I think, you know, the East Coast just got through with a very brutal heat wave. I feel like everybody's just kind of feeling the heat in general right now.
Feel the heat.
So we're gonna do a chill little night sesh right now.
Yeah,
we wanted to talk last week in our last podcast about some self-care tips that we had kind of found our way to, and then we ended up bumping it to this week. But it's perfect because I'm in the mood to talk about self-care. I'm sitting in front of a giant salad.
Yeah, we said today all rules are off. Mm-hmm. Our famously formal podcast has even less structure today than usual. And I went on a podcast hosted by Kate Raft and Drew Spears called This Podcast Is Self-Care. It was great. Everybody should listen to it.
Was it self-care? Did it feel self-caring?
Yeah. And they specified that it's the only podcast that if you listen to it, it is self-care. But then they said also Night Call counts.
Thank you.
Listening to Night Call is self-care.
Do you guys remember when we did a hoodies episode where we didn't have the table and we just were on beanbags or something?
Yes. We did a floor pod.
We did a floor pod in low light. We should do that.
It was great.
We're going to do more field recording episodes for sure.
Yeah. Slumber party pods.
It changes your voice, I think, when you're like in a reclining pose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. We'll bring it back next time.
Reclining is self-care.
Reclining is self-care. Everything counts as self-care in a way.
Reclining is not actually self-care for me right now. Like, I'm having a hard time lying down.
That's
because
true.
Of my stupid back.
Sitting up straight is self-care for you right now, or...
It's like, I'm not sure what is though, because I've been riding in a lot of lifts out here, and that's also not fun. And like, I have to be kind of, I don't know, I have to have like lumbar support. I feel like I'm 80. Is that self-grandparenting?
Self-grandparenting, yeah, is saying, you know what, my back hurts and I'm going to tend to it instead of pretending I can just
soldier through.
Yeah. Self-grandparenting was the concept I brought to Kate Raft and Drew Spears' podcast, but they have had other guests talk about such topics as going outside.
Oh, yeah. Big fan.
Big,
huge fan
of going outside.
And Joan Haley Ford, who is a person I really like, did something about selfies as self-care.
How?
Because I think it's like they're not...
It's just kind of like confronting and accepting your appearance.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Like documenting yourself as you are instead of being like, I shouldn't do it because I don't want to be like imperfect. Just being like, here's what I look like.
Right.
Yeah.
Here I am, world. I'm great.
I do those on the photo booth app on the computer a lot. And I was really kind of bummed because I lost my computer at the end of last year. And I had all of these just desktop selfies, basically.
Yeah.
That I take, and usually when I was like writing something or just sort of procrastinating and just hanging out in like my hoodie in my living room or something. And so they were not like nice pictures.
Right.
It was just like, here's my dumb face today. And I had this like huge stream of them and I lost them. And it kind of felt like losing a diary a little bit. I was like, oh, I mean, nobody will ever see those, but still.
Yeah. I like the low res photo booth pictures. I have a bunch of those from a while ago, but then my computer's really old and now I have like a smudge that won't go away. So I look like I'm too ghosty. Still a little spooky.
Yeah, I feel like we talk about this a lot, but it's like the idea that tech would be this way to archive everything forever has clearly proven to be not true.
And so very ephemeral.
I got really sad also because TinyPic was going down now.
Oh, man.
I was like, TinyPic, like an institution. I didn't even realize some of these things could go away. But just people... places you hosted things.
I want to know your favorite forms of self-care.
Well, I told you guys that I have recently, as in like the past week, gotten into self-face massage, which if you look on YouTube, you can find a bunch of ladies who will show you.
What's it called? Like myofascial?
Myofacial. I don't know. Like a lot of them have this book this Korean book that... like, they're like, I don't know how to read this, but I found this, and it's got these amazing things in it. So a lot of it is kind of, like, the same – it's, like, the same kind of pseudoscience of, like, a face rollers and stuff, where you're just sort of, like, you know – there is a real function to that stuff that has nothing to do with, like, jade or, like, rose quartz or whatever they make these rollers out of that's supposedly, like – calm your wrinkles or something.
Like, isn't it like lymphatic drainage?
It's your lymphatic system. So you have all these like lymph nodes on the sides of your face and some here on like, what's this called here? Like not your temples, but actually I think there are some on your temples. And so if you're like not getting rest or you're just like, you know, not taking care of yourself or you're dehydrated and stuff, like you can get kind of like puffy. And so you can, you know, massage that out. You don't need a $150 jade roller from Group. But I find it very, very calming, like because you're just sort of mirroring, like there's this like Russian lady who does them who I find very calming, and you just sort of mirror her because she does it in real time. And it's just like my brain just like drifts off to another planet while I do it.
Here's my problem with lymphatic massage, because I got really into this. I noticed there was something of someone posted a picture or something where they did it to half their face and not to the other half. And they were definitely like less puffy and looked all dewy on the side where they'd done it. But then I started doing it, and the more I started thinking about my lymph nodes, the more I started to become a crazy hypochondriac. And then I started reading people being like, oh, yeah, so then the stuff will drain into, like, your lower lymph nodes, so they might be swollen. Don't freak out. I was like, don't freak out, Tess. Don't freak out. I was totally freaking out.
You have to do one. There's the last step is to go down and, like, I guess make it all going. Go into your chest or something.
But then isn't that bad? It sounded so scary. Also, I would be like, wow, I have to see the dentist. Like, what does it mean if it hurts my jaw? Like, I have to see the dentist. And
no,
so eventually I was like, this is not, chill enough.
I find it, like, a little intimidating because I feel like those spots, first of all, it just makes you think about the fact that there's a skull inside your head.
There's so much stuff in your face.
Yeah.
I love it, though.
Makes you think about, like, how the bones are in there a lot. And it just feels so weird when you touch it. It's almost like I shouldn't be doing this.
Right.
Like when you touch your belly button, you're sort of like, something kind of... there's like, I'm not supposed to go here.
Oh no, I love the face thing. I mean, I one of my favorite things to think about every once in a while is that I'll never get to see my own skeleton. Like, you hey. Can see everybody's skeleton but your own, theoretically.
Why don't you, like, envision a better world, or maybe you will someday. I actually saw this amazing glass sculpture yesterday that somebody posted, where it was a glass sculpture of a person's soul leaving their body.
Ooh.
It was, like, the best thing I'd ever seen. But, like, what if your skeleton just, like,
yeah,
ghost skeleton?
Or you could, I guess you could, like, do a mapping of it. Mm-hmm. And then make it out of fiberglass or whatever.
Yeah.
But depending on what kind of imaging you used, you'd be exposing yourself to a ton of radiation, and then
yeah.
your skeleton would be, its days would be numbered.
I guess. But I'd get to see that skeleton.
That's true.
I don't really want to see my skeleton.
I can imagine what mine looks like.
But it might be surprising.
Do you think you have a really good one?
I don't know.
You want to see your own skull?
Yeah, I want to see my skull because I feel like my head is so huge, and so I'd like to really see what it looked like in comparison.
Have you guys been to Body Worlds, though?
Absolutely, yes.
I've never been. I keep missing it. Yeah.
Well, it is interesting and bad.
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. And then all the people that they use for the... Because they say the corpses are donated willingly.
The original one, I think so.
Supposedly, yeah. They're supposedly originally. But also the guy who made it up, like, they show pictures of him. And he looks like the Nazi from Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know? He's like an Austrian scientist or something. And they're like, he invented plastinization, the process of turning bodies into plastic. But then... One of the things I've heard is that the bodies they use now are bodies of prisoners in China, specifically people who are in Falun Gong.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Really?
Yes. So when Falun Gong is doing their protests and being like, the Chinese government is like fucking, you know, putting us in prison and like killing people, maybe that's true.
Okay.
Yikes.
Somebody want to call in and confirm
somebody
this for
who's
us?
A Shenyun and Falun Gong expert. Because I, when everybody was doing the Shenyun memes, I was like, mm-hmm. everyone's going to get into Falun Gong as self care. Because right. I'm kind of surprised white people haven't tried to ruin Tai Chi.
Yeah,
more yet.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, they have tried.
Yeah, but just like,
but it's because Tai Chi doesn't like make you hot. You know,
like, it does though.
Like yoga and everything else, if you can find a vanity angle of it, then it will get co-opted.
Tai Chi does make you hot because it's like constant movement. I just feel like it's so in the goop sphere that they would be like, your energy is flowing, that they right. would like ruin it.
Yeah, it's weird how resistant it's been. Yeah, it's interesting. I not that these things are related at all, but because I've been having this back trouble. I was walking around where I'm staying in LA, and I did go by a chiropractic place, and I was thinking, like, what if this is the time?
No.
Maybe.
What if they make it worse?
I'm being called.
Mm-mm.
I've never, I mean, I'm not a back cracker at all.
Do you
so it could
foam
be that
roll?
I have like 100 cracks in my back,
do
and
you
I've
foam
never.
Roll?
No, not on my back.
Oh, foam rolling.
Have you never foam rolled on your back?
I have foam rolled on my back, but I don't do it regularly.
I do it regularly, and it changed my life. I'm like a evangelist for foam rolling.
When the last time I went to visit my parents, my mom was like, she was like, hold on, I have something for you. And I was like, ooh, what's it going to be? And she like came dragging this foam roll in the kitchen and was like, lie down. And I was like, I don't want to. And she was like, lie down, it'll change your life. But I was so scared. I was like, what is this?
Have you not?
She didn't say what it was, and I'd never done it before. And she's like, now you're sinking into the floor. I was like, ah, it was too much for
me. It's too much for you? I
yeah.
mean, it is a lot. It is. It's like massaging your face, but for your body.
Right. But the thing about the doing the back yeah. on the foam roller is that you do have to keep your body somewhat stiff in order yeah. to like actually do the roll.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like that's a little bit self-defeating. Like, I do my legs, like, I'll do, like, my quads and my butt and stuff, because you can just kind of, like, relax on it
yeah.
and just, like, turn mm-hmm. yourself into jelly and go over the thing, but I don't know.
You can also do it with, like, a tennis ball.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
I know. That one
you
sounds...
You do, like, calf tennis
it's
ball.
It's just, like, right. it makes me feel like a cat in a way that I love, you know? It, like, combines a lot of things I like, and it does really fuck me up. Like, I find that
yeah.
I will be, like, drooling by the end sometimes.
That's what scares
so
me about
relaxed.
It is that it's like it's such a potent feeling. It seems like it shouldn't be available that easily.
No, I've been looking into it because I keep being like, is there any scientific, like, is there anything scientific to this? Because
right.
all sports medicine is very opaque to me. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, there is lactic acid. That's real.
Yeah,
I know. But anytime anyone talks about like how exercise works, I'm just like, that's crazy. I don't know what you're talking. You know, releases.
This always gets me in a weird thing about rhabdo and CrossFit. Where you know about that, where it's it, I mean, there are just, it's a horrible hole to go down where you can read
saying,
about people's experiences.
Part
of
my
that.
Part of my self care is that I think people need to stop maximizing themselves.
Yeah,
right.
I just hate the trend towards like full optimization of like every moment of your life is like scheduled towards a target goal.
Yeah,
and like every time you're not working out, you're like relaxing in a cryo chamber.
Why do you guys think about like standing desks or gym balls for a chair?
I hate them. Honestly, I
hate
them.
Both of them.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Good. I was not expect. I was wondering where
no,
you were going.
No,
I
cannot.
Where do
horrible.
You guys like to do work?
I'm always outside.
I almost just said on my back, and I was like, it's true though. I do, but outside is good too.
Yeah.
I like, yeah, I if I just have to read stuff, I love having the excuse to just go to the park and lie down and read for
I do work
hours.
In my car a lot.
Interesting.
Yeah, my car is my office.
Because it's just like a contained, small, there's not much to distract
you. I do like all my interviews out of my car.
Interesting.
Like phone interviews?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because I don't have a, like my house is not a place I can get work done. For some reason, I just, then I want to, like, I get distracted by, like, I have to do chores.
This is the thing I miss about having cars and being in LA is that you do kind of have your own little personal closet that you can drive around in.
Yeah.
And keep your stuff in, like, make phone calls. All
right.
That stuff.
Like, that's as close as I'll ever get to, like, a co-working space. Because I despise
like
the idea.
The 10 freeway is your co-working space.
I have a back porch where I do my like, work. Mm-hmm. But it's, I do a lot of it from home. And over the summer when both of my kids are home more, it's really awkward because I'm like, I'm going to go work outside, stay inside, don't come outside. And there's like soccer balls and like a dome to climb on. And I'm like, no, you can't have it.
Right.
Because now I'm outside.
It just feels like it's harder to delineate spaces home as being like, this is the place where things get done. Because you're like, it's also the place where I sleep and cook and like do all the other things.
Well, that's a big thing. This is actually a very big self-care thing that I learned probably a while ago, like maybe 8 years or 10 years ago or something. Don't try to get anything done in your bedroom or the area where you sleep because it'll ruin sleep for you forever.
It ruins it.
Yeah. Just so you have to compartmentalize, like, this is my place where I rest. And, like, the more that you can keep that. And also, like, I find, like, the less stuff I have in my room, which is kind of an impossibility in my current apartment. But in general, I like to keep my room pretty empty of things to look at.
I can like finish things at my house. I just can't start them. I have to like leave the house to start a project. None of this is self-care. We're talking about being productive.
Look
now.
What happens when you try and focus on self-care.
This is the modern conundrum though. This is like the mindfulness thing.
Well,
this
is also the self-grandparenting thing I decided on was I was like, you can't be productive all the time and like it just sucks to like feel bad about yourself when you're not being productive because it's so out of your control for the most part for so many people. And the world might end because of climate change. So take up all those great hobbies. Take those walks and gardens.
Hobby is great.
Yeah.
Do that. Do all the early retirement stuff that you fantasize about doing later.
Yeah.
What is, to wrap up self-care, Molly, what's your favorite self-care?
Well, I'll tell you something I want to get into. My favorite self-care is chopping vegetables and cooking.
Oh, yeah.
I love cooking.
Or like doing food prep for your whole week is really nice.
Yeah.
And it's productive, but it's also like you're taking care of yourself because you're going to eat better that week. Like,
I just like prepping meals, totally.
Yeah.
I've always liked that. I guess I also worked in kitchens and I liked it then too. I just find it calming.
Yeah.
But something I want to get into is stained glass. I just decided.
Really?
My mom took a stained glass class this summer.
Like, did you like
she's
it?
She's finishing it. She did not. She told me it was not really what she expected and she probably wouldn't stick with it. She was glad she didn't like go all in and get all the supplies and
everything. I'm talking more about just like buying one and like painting it.
Oh, okay.
You know, more like.
She is doing the stuff where you have the pieces of glass
and
you arrange them and then you do the like
melting
like soldering.
I don't know if I'm ready to get into soldering. I think I just want to paint on some glass.
What about you?
Sounds good. I'm into gardening right now, but
I think we've talked
a lot about this of just cutting stuff down with a saw. I had a stressful day yesterday and I ended up buying so much mulch. It was like, that's also part of it, is that I buy all this mulch that is so hard to carry. And then I'm like, carry yourself. And I like carry it. And then I just like will carry it in buckets, you know, to and fro.
Yeah.
And there's like no real point. In my mind, I'm like, okay, well, it, you know, it helps the plants retain water and it like eventually breaks down into nutrients and stuff. But it's really just that I want to like carry heavy stuff around, but not own more stuff or
not
have to do anything complicated.
Way.
Not in a CrossFit way.
It's like a kid. Yeah. When a kid is like, you want to like just, you bring like the bucket goes over here. And then it is just very nice to arrange things.
I know. I'm into pruning. I also am obsessed with like controlling the ants right now because
oh
in LA it's ant season. And I normally am very, I try and be very respectful of every living being.
But now you're just mowing them
down. Fuck those
ants.
I mow them down. I went outside with white vinegar and Castile soap and like blasted them because they were like near the doors and it was just starting to, they were encroaching. So my self-care is ant murder, but not always, just seasonally. Seasonally ant murder.
My self-care doesn't cost any lives, but. No, I mean, the gardening thing in a very small scale way, like I'm this, and now it's sort of not really relevant anymore because all of my stuff kind of withered for the summer, but I did just do like window boxes in on my fire escape. And like having that, because usually I spend the first part of my day in the kitchen where we had those. So I would just like have some time in the morning where I would just like check on everything. I would kind of trim stuff. I would pull out little weeds that had popped up in it. Like it was very... It felt like having one of those like gardening games or like Farmville or something, because it was something that I could literally like this is how far I had to reach out to like get to the end of it. So I could, and I just had like arugula. I still have basil and mint that I'm growing there, but I tried to grow peppers, but they're not doing anything. But
it's so hard with the, everybody says peppers are easy. I've never had luck with peppers.
No, our peppers are just like failing right now. I don't know why. Yeah. But
one time I got those ornamental peppers from Trader Joe's. They have those like ornamental pepper plants, and I had them on a table and we had a guest over and he just started eating them. But he, by the time we noticed he had eaten so many, we didn't want to be like, oh, stop, they're not edible. They're like probably poisonous. So we just let him eat all the peppers off the plant, just never said anything. Feel bad about that stuff.
They're alive though, so it's fine.
They're still alive, yeah. Unlike those ants.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You guys want to take a night call?
Yeah.
We got a good night call this week, but it has a video component. And so we'll share it on our social media. We'll, wherever you follow us, you can find it there because it is a very good video. It is a ghost video.
It is a ghost video.
I'm going to bring it up.
Do you want me to read it? I have it.
No, I got it. Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. So this comes from Alex. Hey, Night Call. My friend recently moved to Italy and her family went along to help her get settled in. Here is a video the security camera picked up from inside the house while they were all out of the country. What does it look like to you? Just 6 weeks before she moved, her cherished pet bunny, Slumber, died of old age. I know you can't play the video on the podcast, but I thought you might enjoy it anyway. It might be best to view on a phone. I'm worried the video will get blurry in transit.
I mean, it looked pretty good to me.
Attached, we have two pictures and a video of what is unmistakably a ghost bunny.
And it, like, leaps from what looks
like
a kitchen
counter.
Can I see the
picture? Just show it to me again.
It looks like it's kind of leaping from a kitchen counter across a living room.
Yeah, that's a ghost bunny.
That is a ghost bunny.
Did you watch the video?
I'll play it right now. Here, oh my god!
I mean, it's a bunny.
Molly, look.
Oh my god!
It is. There's no question.
It's the best thing that's ever happened.
Yeah,
it is the best thing.
Also, like, thank you for bringing this to us first. I mean, maybe it's because you haven't, like, met a good Ghostbuster in Italy yet. I don't know how you would say Ghostbuster in Italian, but I think it's interesting that the bunny came, even though the bunny apparently, what I can gather from this email, died where she used to live, but then she moved to Italy and the bunny came with her in spirit. Like that feels very different from, especially from, like, all the ghost stories that, you know, are in
right, where,
like,
they haunt the place.
Yeah, it feels very place oriented. And can stay in a place even if the place fundamentally changes, like there's no longer a house there.
Right.
Or the original structure is just different. But this bunny made a trip.
Maybe pets can kind of attach themselves to you.
Oh, to owners?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good – yeah, because I guess pets probably care more about their owners than they do about whatever place they're in.
Maybe. I mean, we'd like to think so. I had a pet bunny in high school named Diana – who died of pneumonia, and it was like it was really sad. And then there was, you know, when I was like living in the country as a kid, there were bunnies that would get abandoned and we would like try and like rescue them. They're very fragile bunnies. Yeah. If you have a bunny who's dying of old age, you've done a very good job by that bunny. But I literally just watched that video like 15 times in a row.
Yeah.
Cause it just very clearly isn't a ghost animal leaping from a kitchen island type thing. It's a ghost bunny.
It's real good. We'll share it with everybody. Can I bring up the thing that I mentioned to you guys before we did our meetup the other my horrible nightmare that I had a couple weeks ago? This is unrelated, but just, I mean, it's in the realm of like paranormal-ish stuff. I had what at the time, like for a few seconds, I thought was a sleep paralysis with a shadow person involved. You know, real true heads of Night Call. Remember, that was like one of our first recurring topics. But I was having a dream, and I know it's so boring to talk about your dreams with other people, but like I was having a dream that was very vivid for me and also very literal. Usually my dreams are very abstract. So it was a very clear, normal, logical dream. I was like at a kind of like some kind of hostel or retreat or something, and I was trying to get breakfast. And then I saw this thing come from behind this woman I was talking to that was like it would have been as tall as this room, basically, just like the outline of a person that was pitch black and kind of had like a grainy outline to it, and started walking towards me. And I, in the dream, I screamed, and it was this thing of like something was in, I felt like it was not from my dream. It felt like an outside thing intruding into my dream. And I like wrenched myself out of sleep and like felt like I couldn't move for 5 seconds, but then eventually could. But it was like, it was truly, I've never had a dream like that before.
Maybe that's
in my life.
You hurt your back.
Oh, that's interesting.
No, this was like way before, but I don't know. Maybe, maybe eventually.
Just if you were like trying to get free.
Yeah.
Also, just want to say Ghostbusters in Italian is called Acciappa Fantasmi.
That's so cute, Sunny. Mm-hmm. But it made me newly appreciate all those stories that we were talking about and your encounter also, Tess, because I was like, that's actually the freakiest thing.
It's very freaky.
That I can imagine, like, even though that wasn't really truly a shadow person, and it was...
But you don't know for sure.
I don't know. Yeah, but it was such a vivid dream. It wasn't...
And
I
remember it. A vivid, scary dream is the scariest thing in the world.
Yeah. And I was just like, no wonder, like, if you were fully awake and lucid and you saw a thing where you couldn't see its face, or it was just like a black figure, like, no, it's the worst. It's the worst. So I have a new appreciation for how.
Oh, good. Yeah. It's weird. That's one of the things that I still, it's one of those rare moments where you like have this kind of like blurry memory of, you know, like your experience of college, and there's like a few things that flow to the top, and I'm mm-hmm. like, that's still one of my like most prominent memories of like that time of my life, which I wish it weren't.
Yeah,
but it was such a like weird, just like a completely unexplainable thing.
Yeah, and I think also, like, it's like, I guess it's the same as like an accident or something. Like if you got suddenly like hit by a car or something, I feel like that would have a similar place, just because it's something from so outside of your control and like what you're involved in. Like it's something that just sort of invades your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder what the dream meant.
I have no idea. I was getting irritated in this dream, like, because I was late to like a breakfast buffet at like a hotel, like a continental breakfast type thing. And I had a plate and I was getting ready. And then this woman just like took a steam tray of eggs like away from me. And I was like,
That
was my protein for the day. And like, what'll I eat now? And then I saw the thing come from behind.
Whoa.
It was a nightmare about protein. Yeah. I don't want to fully open up Night Call to people calling about their dreams, because that's, I feel like, a whole other rabbit hole we could go down very quickly. But if you have any good, particularly scary
ones. Good sleep paralysis stories.
Yeah.
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 Or lucid dreaming. I'm still interested in the lucid dreaming.
I don't have those kind of dreams or nightmares because I smoke too much pot.
I smoke a ton of pot and I still have dreams and nightmares.
I have nightmares. If I stop smoking pot, I immediately start having the most vivid nightmares.
Yeah. Oh my God.
If I'm ever like on a trip and I am taking a break from pot, I will start having those nightmares so fast. It makes me afraid to go to sleep. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
Because I've heard it's something.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Well, because I'd always be like, pot like stops me from having dreams, and then my brother would be like, "That's a good anti-drug slogan."
Yep, because it works on so many levels.
Yeah, mostly two levels. But
speaking of two levels,
there are two. Take a trip to the Uncanny Valley.
Yeah,
I was gonna say there are two levels. The heavy side layer.
The heavy side layer.
The heavy side layer.
Yeah.
And Kitty Heaven, I think, Kitty is Heaven. The other layer. We are, of course, talking about
cats.
Cats.
Jellicle cats. I'm Jellicle. Jellicle cats. Jellicle cats. I don't know how it
That's
goes.
That's going to be perfect. Jellicle cats. Jellicle cats.
The trailer for Cats 2019 opened. What came on the internet, I guess, dropped on the internet earlier this week. When did it come out? Because I didn't see
Monday,
it for like 2 days.
Wasn't
I don't know.
Monday? It was, guys, it's been talked about so much, but we have to talk about it anyway.
We hate to beat a dead cat.
But.
Why did they only have two boobs? Cats have far more breasts than two. They looked at this. I mean, this is all like, it's been said, but it's like, I hate the fact that this is in the world. I hate the fact that they look so nude.
I don't know.
Counterpoint.
Uh-huh.
It's perfect.
Perfect.
Have you... So I've seen Cats.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Cats.
Never.
Tess, you saw Cats.
No, I've never seen...
You've
I've seen
both
like...
both never seen Cats?
I looked through the YouTube... I'm familiar with the soundtrack, and I've seen like high school productions on YouTube, because finally I was like, screw it, I need to see Cats, but I'm not going to like go to any trouble. So I just patchworked it together and was like, oh, I hate this. Like,
for
I love
the high
it in
school
theory.
Production?
Oh, yeah. Like, the
oh
whole.
My God.
If you're going to really get the sense of what a play is at its core, you need to look up like the jankiest, like parent cell phone, whatever.
I've watched a lot of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, that
Ooh.
Way. Yeah. For some reason.
Cats is the most 80s thing of all time.
besides Phantom of the Opera.
Well, they're all, and it got me thinking about that too, because I was like, does this mean they're going to like make Miss Saigon next? Like, that's never been
Miss Saigon
in
LA?
Is here at the Pantages. I'm like, how is it still legal to show Miss Saigon?
I know.
Because I saw Miss Saigon in Iowa in a tour.
Because now every time they stage it, they're like, we're making it better.
Well, that's what they say about South Pacific too, and yeah. I think South Pacific should be illegal.
Well, I feel like they it's not that it should be illegal, because it's sort of like kidding, but no. I mean, because it is like so many musicals are so racist, mm-hmm. But it's also like the idea of like whitewashing that stuff away. It's like it's a document of all these different times right. when people were racist.
Well,
all
they have
throughout
been
history.
Doing these sort of redos of these old Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals. I wanted to see the Carousel production that was on, I think,
Carousel's the best.
Yeah, Carousel's really good.
Carousel bummed me out so much as a kid, obviously. Yeah, but I was like, maybe I would like to see it in this context where they've really like, you know, I don't know, but apparently they were much more kind of, it was much more kind of honest and looking at the fact that it's about an abusive relationship, like, you know, on the surface. But yeah, and then the Oklahoma, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a theater person. I don't go to these things.
I love Oklahoma also.
I think it's silly when they're like, we're doing an edgy reboot of Oklahoma.
It's like Oklahoma. People were saying Oklahoma. It was like, what do they say? About, oh yeah. Hot Oklahoma that fucks. Like hot yeah. that fucks.
No,
like,
I saw Oklahoma yeah. with like H-E-A-U-X in the middle. It makes me wonder. Well, but I also remember, like, that was, like, when Hugh Jackman, that was his thing, was that they mm-hmm. were, like, sexy Oklahoma, like, a million years ago. I just feel like whenever they try to, like, do an old musical or play, they're like, it's sexy now.
Yeah.
But you know it's always been sexy. C-A-T-S. I just feel like it's funny that musicals were, like, the dominant American art form, and then they weren't anymore. But then in the 80s, there was this period when they turned into, like, tentpole blockbusters briefly. Yeah.
Because it was the thing, it was like, you have to see this, like, you have to see it in person.
The helicopter yeah. lands on yeah. the stage. Right. I've never seen Miss Saigon.
Oh, yeah, the helicopter lands on the stage.
But I know that the
chandelier drop in Phantom. They all have these, like, I mean, Les Mis, I guess the main thing is just, like, the barricades. Like, the nature of the set itself in Les Mis is sort of, like, the spectacle. But, yeah, all those 80s musicals have some stagecraft thing that's like, you gotta see it.
So the stagecraft in Cats is that they're all dressed like cats, mm-hmm. and they dance around, and they're in purgatory, and then one of them goes to heaven at the end. That's Cats.
It's very similar to Godspell.
I've never seen Godspell, actually.
Well, it's just the most, like, it's
just riffing
strangest,
on some poetry.
You know,
yeah.
But I like
and
that.
And the energy is so, like, strange.
I appreciate it because I feel like it's real theater kid energy.
It is yeah. very.
It's not yeah. trying to be cool because it acknowledges that it will never be cool, and it, like, leans all the way into that.
It's very
and
yeah.
that.
Choral reading, specifically. Yeah. Like, did you guys ever do choral reading where you find ways? You guys, oh my God.
Go on.
Choral reading is where, this is something I've also went back to look at, like, high school videos and stuff. You're in a group, choir, you don't sing, you recite a poem together as a group, but you can take turns.
No.
Like, two people might say one line, and then, you know, somebody might walk over here to say another line. It's like choreographed group reading of a poem. I did one to Jabberwocky once.
Ooh.
It was probably the worst thing I've ever been a part of.
That sounds great.
but it's that energy, though. It's like, we don't need a plot necessarily. Like, we're here to indulge in, like, the power of the human
it's
voice.
It's a happening.
It's happening.
We're putting on a show.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Kids are doing a show. Is podcasting choral reading?
No, absolutely not.
No, because choral reading's all about creating like tempo of speech.
All mimsy were the Bora grow. Like
exactly.
that.
Yeah.
Do you still know the Jabberwocky?
Parts of it.
Do you know the Jabberwocky?
I used to. I don't think I could.
Okay,
bust it
one
out now.
For a Nightcall bonus episode, we are 100%
doing a choral
doing
reading.
Choral reading of Jabberwocky.
Yes. At the Patreon, $45 yeah. a month.
I definitely also know it. It's the only poem I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I used to, like, when I worked at a grocery store, I would recite it in my head over and over again to try and make time pass.
It's got that very kind of soothing meter where it's like a Radiohead song or something where the meaning of it doesn't really matter. It's just like the sound of
it. It was
words.
Good for, like, scanning groceries.
Yeah.
It's look, you guys have mantras.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Our mantra is the Jabberwocky.
I got my mantra in high school in speech competition.
Which makes so much sense. Should we answer another night call?
I think we have.
Oh, no, no, wait. I'm going to talk about The Lion King.
Yeah. Oh, oh yeah. You thought Molly you were getting away without doing
saw
it.
Saw The Lion King.
I saw The Lion King.
She wasn't
Can
forced.
You see The Lion King.
That part takes place during the day.
I know.
For
I
no
heard
reason.
That. That's
I saw
ridiculous.
The Lion King. I wasn't planning on it at all, but a friend of mine was like, it's very hot. Do you want to go see The Lion King? And I was like, yes, I do.
Let's make it even hotter, baby.
Yeah, I was just like, I've accomplished nothing today. I'm moving through sludge. Like, I want to go eat popcorn and sit in an air-conditioned room and, like, watch some garbage. It is not good.
I mean, will we get like roasted forever if we say that the original Lion King was not
no,
that
it
good?
Was.
We
I'll
will
say
get
it.
Roasted because it will reveal us all as old millennials.
Look, I just I mean, watched. Yeah. I watched the
young
thing.
Millennials love it. And
I've
then,
watched it like twice this year already. Guys.
Well, you had to show it to some curious,
and I had to see if it held up. And I was like, ooh, because I remember when I first saw it, I was like, oh, I think I'm aging out.
I remember
this.
That too, because it yeah. was like we had just gotten into boys, so mm-hmm. we were like, oh, we don't want these boys to think we want to see The Lion King.
Yeah, no
but,
way.
But then I was thinking about it. I also saw like Mulan and Hercules and the other ones after that.
Oh, you
then
did?
I was like, who cares what boys think?
Yeah.
I think I saw like Hercules on a day when the teacher gave up and just decided to show a video. Like I never saw that in the theaters. Like
yeah,
I didn't see.
But I remember definitely. I think I even saw it in like a group date scenario where it was just like this is like
ooh a sexy Disney movie
sexy
date.
Disney movie.
This is the other thing is that like that. So Lion King is definitely when I was like I'm too old for this shit now. And
I'm
it was
too
also,
old for this shit.
Totally, I was like 10 or something. Yeah. And I was like done. But it was also about animals, and I'm just like. I mean, I like animals in general, but I'm not going to be captivated by, like, a story about an animal.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Really?
Well, it's the animal social dynamics. You're like, oh, this is too,
like,
it's, yeah.
Two cats
that's not
falling
the problem.
In love is, like, not compelling.
That's not the problem for me at all. Because I just watched my favorite animated movie, The Secret of Nim.
Oh, The Ooh. Secret of Nim is really good.
I would yeah. love to go back and watch
it. Let's
Secret
do an episode
Nim.
About it.
We should.
Okay, but that's a story about animals. But it's I am true. Very particular. Like, I hate Watership Down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was bad.
I hate, like, I do hate a lot of
Jonathan
things where they're
Livingston
like.
Seagull.
Yeah. I love Animal Farm. But yeah, most sure. things where they're like, the animals have a society, and for some reason it's just like ours are a little. Oh, you know what? I liked Oliver and Company.
Oh, Oliver and Company is so good.
It's the first movie I ever saw in theaters.
Oh,
really?
Cool. Mm-hmm. Mine was The Great Mouse Detective. These mm-hmm. are both from the, like, pre Disney revamp.
Yeah. But like
pre-Renaissance.
The other thing that I can't believe I had never thought about this before. I guess it's just because I don't think about The Lion King that much. But can you imagine like all those songs that are so timeless or whatever? But like they specifically, well, one, they're like, we're gonna do a Disney movie, but we're gonna have it set in Africa, and it's like for diversity, I guess, or something. But of course, they're all animals, so you don't have any actual like African people in it. But then you also are like. For the original score for this African set story about lions, we'll have famously
Elton John.
White musician Elton John do the songs. I don't know. I never really thought about that before because I was just like, oh, this song's from The Lion King or the song's from The Lion King. Like, that's just what they are. But I was like, that would definitely not happen now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, there was also that period in the long 80s into the 90s of just every white musician doing
yeah.
like a album where they – work with like African musicians.
Right. Yeah. You mean the Paul Simon?
Yes. Ugh. We know who you're talking
you
about.
You know who
Molly.
I'm talking
but
about.
They
my
couldn't
enemy,
know about your grudge.
My enemy, Paul Simon.
Can you imagine if
broke...
Paul Simon did the songs for Lion King?
No. Fuck him so much. I'm glad he didn't. Did he ever do Disney movie songs?
Oh, absolutely not. He's too much of a misanthrope to do.
But I feel like it was like, okay, so they had the big hit with Elton John.
And then they tried to replicate. Michael Bolton
went, like,
did.
Yeah. Phil Collins.
God. Phil Collins did Tarzan.
And then Emperor's New Groove was supposed to be Sting, but he like dropped out halfway. And that's why Emperor's New Groove is really good because it has no songs in it.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, it's just a funny cartoon. It's like a Looney Tune.
I couldn't
good.
Get through it, to be honest.
I never saw that one.
I tried recently.
It has the best Disney villain of just a great Disney villain who's Eartha Kitt. Her name is Yzma, and she's like a...
Ursula is still the best villain.
She's like an Inca priestess. She's great.
Ursula
is great. Yzma's kind of
better.
An Ursula.
Ursula is a genuinely terrifying villain.
Ursula is a
we
beautiful goddess.
We were talking about this at our meetup, our secret night call meetup for only certain echelons
Ursula
of our...
did nothing wrong.
Or no, she had a garden of souls. A deal's that she'd a deal. Taken.
Okay. Just trying to make a life for herself in the gig economy.
It's true.
Well, also, like, Triton definitely kicked her to the curb at some point. Like, they
she was exiled from society. Yeah, she just wants to take down the monarchy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she has a rich personal life.
But Little Mermaid.
She has two eel friends.
She has her eels.
I love the eels. I saw these guys once at Disneyland who were dressed as the eels.
Were they like professionals or
no?
Just...
They were Disney bounding because not allowed to wear a real costume at Disneyland because they don't want you to be mistaken for an employee. So you can only do this thing. Like Disney nerds found a way around it called Disney bounding, which is where you dress as like a streetwear version of a character. So it's all entirely about color blocking for the most part. And
That's
it's actually
so
really like they get because there's these Disney biker gangs, you know, but this is like an offshoot of that. So that I saw this one guy who was Flotsam and I was like, oh my God, he's looking for his Jetsam. And also just to like pick such a niche character and be like, that is me.
Right.
I like that. But yeah, I love The Little Mermaid and I loved Beauty and the Beast. And by Lion King, I was kind of over it.
Mm-hmm. What about Aladdin?
I love Aladdin.
That's pretty good.
Aladdin's probably the best one, maybe.
I wasn't into Aladdin.
You didn't think he was hot?
No.
I was saying to my friend yesterday also, I think like, what makes the Lion King remake so bad is that there are no humans in it, I think, in part, because it's also just like, just makes you appreciate hand-drawn animation so much.
Yeah.
Because
no, that's the thing. It's like, who wants to watch a realistic cat walk around?
It's
like,
photorealistic, but they don't have testicles, which is like so distracting the whole time because they're like these hyper-realistic.
You understand it would be distracting either way.
Even a shadow or something, it's like they go so far out of their way to be like, these animals do not have orifices, but they are in every other way anatomically.
And they feel like desire and romance.
Like a desire and romance. That part doesn't bother me. Lions falling in love doesn't bother me. What bothered me was just like their eyes are like soulless looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
The way the CGI is, it's like there's no warmth. The whole thing just lacks warmth. And that's all these Disney live action remakes are like that.
Cartoons are great. Like, kids like cartoons. I maintain. Like, everybody's like, oh, it'll be better if it's photorealistic. But cartoons are good.
No, and
kids were watching Doug the other day.
I was like,
check out the jankiest cartoon ever. It's so 2D.
I remember like some of the cartoons I watched as a kid that were so shitty, but that I remembered being well animated. And then I remember I saw like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in college
and
was like, oh my God, this is like, the animation is terrible, but it doesn't matter.
But when the animation improves over the course of a series and then you go back and watch it with the same characters that you've kind of like adapted to seeing, you know, evolve, it can be really jarring. Like The Simpsons, obviously, is what I'm talking about. But I tried to go back the other day. I was like, I'll just start watching The Simpsons from the beginning, as one does. And I was like, it gave me a creepy feeling. I was like, all of a sudden everything's been undone. It's like I saw like the spool unravel.
Our friend Alex Papademos was saying that the Cats trailer was what made him have to explain the Uncanny Valley to his daughter.
As good a time as any.
The Lion King movie takes place entirely in the Uncanny Valley.
Mm-hmm. Pride Rock. Uncanny Valley.
And like the voice acting is not great. I will say the MVP... Billy Eichner.
Billy on the street.
That's good casting.
Billy steals the movie. He and Seth Rogen are by far the best part, which I was like not expecting. It's like the movie peps up finally when they show up.
Yeah.
And it actually also has something that I liked. The one thing I liked about it was that like because I don't remember the original very well, it's like it wasn't like the Beauty and the Beast one. I was like comparing it in my mind the whole time to like the better version that is original. This, I like didn't remember anything about the original Lion King, so I was just like, this is the weirdest movie. if you came from space and saw this, you would just be like, humans are fucking insane.
Also, it's not Hamlet.
Yeah.
Everybody always says it's Hamlet.
It is Hamlet.
It's not really Hamlet.
Yeah, it is. Your uncle comes and takes the kingdom away from you and your dad.
I don't know.
And it's also all stolen from an anime.
Yeah. Kimba the White Lion,
which is Hamlet, about a lion.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Speaking of, I don't know.
Adolescence.
Adolescence growing up. We have another night call.
Speaking of feeling the love.
Hi, my name is Logan. I'm currently going through all of your old episodes and listening, and I feel like I have just made 3 new friends. But, so I have many, many ghost stories and weird shit that has happened. But I have a question tonight. And that question is, did you guys have anything odd happen to you when you were like 28 through 31? Did you feel like that was a significant time in your life? Because that is when your astrological Saturn return happened, which brings about a lot of, change and emotional upheaval and big life moves. So I was just wondering if you guys can think back and recognize that your Saturn return impacted you at all. All right. Good night.
Thank you very much for that night call. Logan? I think I heard that right. Saturn returns, guys. I feel like I've talked about this off the pod, but I've gone so weirdly deep on astrology in the last few months just because I my insurance changed, so I can't see my therapist anymore. So that's what happened.
Free therapy.
Exactly. Well, it's like if you really, again, it's the thing of like you want to read about yourself a lot, then like get into astrology. But
that is true. I mean, I'm not always in therapy, but I think that you can do a lot of what they do in therapy by just asking yourself a bunch of leading questions like a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I just generally do. Although then there's also the bad version of that where you're like trying to fall asleep and you're like,
oh, yeah. No, don't do it when you're trying to go to sleep. Self-care. Self-care.
Self-care. Self-care is not lying awake wondering where it all went wrong. I think Saturn return is real. Right?
I did a lot of shit happen to you guys between when you were 28 and 31.
I mean, yeah, but like
it makes
more
sense
so
than
that's usual.
Like
yeah.
Becoming a kind of mature.
I didn't like, I don't like that phase because that was the phase when everybody started to like settle down and I was like, I am not ready.
Yeah.
Like rage against the dying of the light, like very hard. Mm. And that took a while to get over, but maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
You guys have probably already gone through your Saturn return or were like in it by when I met you, right?
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I think it's also like that period of time was also the period of time when I was like steadily employed. So I think at the time I was like, here begins my life as an adult. And then recently I've been more like, that was maybe like just another phase of my life. And then this is another phase of my life.
We actually, you started at Grantland, I think, right when Molly and I had begun. Because I think I was 29. I was 29 when my first kid was born.
Right. That was, yeah.
Okay. And Molly's just a couple months younger than
I turned 27, like that first year that I was at Grantland.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That was pre-Saturn Returns.
Yeah, it was pre-Saturn Returns.
Isn't it 27? I thought it was 27. Because that's when people, or am I just thinking of the 27 club? Am I just thinking of people dying when they're 27?
Yeah, because I had I'm turning 27 and joining the 27 club theme party. But I think of like the years before that being so much harder for me. And I guess it was a different kind of hard because I had that job. And then like from then on, I was doing like very demanding jobs, but I had like a stable income, like you said. So it didn't feel like the same kind of struggle. But I was definitely like, I guess, learning lessons, if you want to think about Saturn Returns in that way, which is technically what it is. It's not necessarily supposed to be like, oh, all the bad shit happens to you. It's just that like you are going to learn important life lessons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was like you take stock of everything you've learned so far.
Yeah.
And you're like,
it's your quarter life crisis.
What am I going to like? Yeah. But I also feel like, I feel like 25 was when I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Mm. Really hard because I had like imagined I would know by then, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just like I was like a 25-year-old, like knows what they're doing in life.
Right.
And so. Yeah, I guess 27 was when like things I had been doing for free for a long time like finally started to pay off in terms of getting work from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it did feel like, oh, it's a different phase.
Yeah. But then I was talking to somebody else about this, like that thing of when you start to get paid to do the thing that you like, and then that becomes its own kind of burden.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, having a job sucks and not having a job sucks.
Right.
And they suck in different ways.
Yeah.
But there's no happy medium. And freelancing, which like theoretically should be like the best of both worlds, is like
it's the worst. And then there was that thread on Twitter the other day about the editor who was trying to chase down freelance payments. Did you guys read that?
Yeah, that's just life. It sucks. Oof.
She was owed $5,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and it was just her trying to get it back, and you know, all of these different publications who she redacted the publications themselves, but it, you know, them trying to be like, well, yes, we're late, but we're not going to pay you a late payment because that's just crazy. If you ever want to write here again, we're not going to give you that.
A nightmare thing about the gig economy that was about one of the like DoorDash or somebody where it was like tip them, they take it out of their pay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because what they do is they take tips and then they try and say like, okay, well, you're making minimum wage because you've made this much in tips.
That's fucking
immoral. But that's all. That's not just DoorDash. They do that at plenty of service restaurants. And someone I talked when I was on the Daily Zeitgeist about when I was waitressing and a party walked out on their check and I had to make up the difference out of my paycheck. So I went home like $20 poorer than I'd started the day.
Ah, no.
And someone else worked at the same fast casual restaurant and they tweeted and they were like, oh, the same thing happened to me. I was making $2 an hour.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's amazing. While we're talking about astrology really quick, we should shout out Ariana Lenarski, friend of the pod. She did tarot card readings at our meetup and they were all so crazy accurate.
Yeah, they were amazing. I've actually want to say that. Like in lieu of therapy, that was the best thing that I've done in a million years. It made me feel like everything made sense.
Yeah.
So book Ariana Lenarski, Dream City Tarot.
Dream City Tarot.
And she's got a podcast called What's Your Deal? Yeah.
That is a tarot-based podcast.
Yeah.
She was great. I had was not an optimistic reading, but she made me feel better about it. I was like, oh no.
Well, let's say where this was.
Oh, so this was at I said it was at our lot at our meetup at the Waddles.
It was our
mansion.
Secret meetup. But we can tell you about it now that it's already happened. But
yeah, after we've done a meetup, we can tell you where it was because we're gonna try to move around.
So you can feel FOMO about it. but yeah, it's for our lovely Patreon supporters at the $20 and up level. We've been trying to do these quarterly meetups where we'll figure out where we do the next one, but. The first one was in LA out here over the weekend. Lovely day at Waddle's Mansion, which we've talked about a few times on the pod. But it was great. We got to meet.
It was great. People came
cool
by.
LA area listeners and just chat. And
We had a tarot. We had Ariana read tarot in a tarot tent. And we were just at a haunted mansion during the day.
Yeah.
Didn't see any ghosts, but we did have an octopus balloon that kept like trying to escape, which did add a spooky feel.
Well,
I just saw another picture of it. It belongs to a child now.
Oh, nice.
That's good. Yeah, thank you everybody who came out for that. All our friends of the pod. It was just super, super fun. And if you want to join our Patreon, you can do so at patreon.com/nightcall. And yeah, we'll be doing another one in October, I guess. Yeah. So more on that soon.
Yeah.
Also, thank you for bearing with us. We, as we're recording this, really don't know
where or when it will be released.
In the ether.
But thanks for sticking by while we figure out our pod bugs.
Yeah, we will see you on the astral plane.
Also, if you're enjoying the pod, please give us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you'd like to follow us on social media, we're Nightcall Pod on Twitter, Nightcall Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening. Nightcall is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.